Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yo, what's good? Yo, what is good? This is the AJ Halfcast. I am AJ. Let me make sure we haven't turned the bass down. Because, like I said, I have a considerable amount of bass in my voice. You see how I did that on purpose? So I don't want to sound like, I don't want to sound like what dude from Temptations, where they like Pickles Kid Bang Bang. Yeah, I don't want to be sounding like. Like, dude from the Temptations. I mean, hey, man, don't I know you? Yo, how was y'all? Yo, I just, we don't take time to appreciate things, certain things that, like, we really supposed to appreciate. I mean, until, like, because, I don't know. I just noticed that, I would like to say that I don't know, man. Cause, yo, like, I come home after a fucked up day, yo, like, I come home after a fucked up day. And you know what makes me feel better? That, like, it's just having my own key. Turn into my own shit where I could sit after said fucked up day and it's just quiet. You know what I mean? Like, that's how simple I am. That's how simple. And, you know, sometimes we get away from shit like that. You know what I mean? Doing the daily, like, hustle and bustle. But, you know what I mean? That shit, yo, I just, like, yo, I was working on material. And I was just like, yo, I got the TV off. I got everything, like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, yo, I really appreciate this shit. Yo, I really appreciate this shit. You know what I mean? Because, yo, if I had to, any other situation, I probably wouldn't be in a position to, like, I wouldn't even mentally be in a position to talk to you guys the way I talk to you every night right now and articulate, yeah. And just be so articulate and just be, like, so, like, so upbeat and, like, and just so, like, forward thinking. I mean, like, so, yeah, I do appreciate that. And for that, yeah, I'll take a sip. Yeah. Salud. yo, I gotta stay off of Twitter for like at least the next 20 for at least another few hours, because okay, I finished Boardwalk Empire. Sopranos kind of pissed me off a little bit, and I guess that's what makes it such a good show. So I have to take breaks. I gotta take breaks because it just pisses me off because, and I was telling my dude, like, yo, like, why these people keep trying to fuck Tony over when it's clear that he's the fucking boss, know what I mean? And you know how he's gonna act. Like, whenever he has to force his hand, whenever he has to handle his business, know what I mean? Whenever he has to handle his business, everybody be like, you're a monster. You're a monster. Like, yo, you knew going into this that if you tried to fuck me over, I was going to act. You're the monster. I mean, and the fact that everybody plays against that in the opposite direction kind of pisses me off. Like, motherfucker, like, you knew how I was. You knew who I was when you met me. I mean, yo, I got some stories. Of course I got some stories, y'all. But yo, I was watching this episode of Cops. That shit was funny as hell, yo. Cause you know I watch Cops. I mean, and I guess it was some type of domestic dispute. And the dude, the cops came in, know what I mean, and what was happening was, dude get drunk, pops get drunk, know what I mean? We got one everywhere. Pops get drunk, know what I mean? Like, and he think people trying to play him in the house. This my house, type of old school pops. This under my roof, know what I mean? And the cops had came, and he was eating like a sandwich or something, and he had food in his mouth. Like, yo, hold on. And the cops was like, nah, throw him in the chicken wing. And put the cuffs on him, like, yo, and come to find out what was happening is that he would be beefing with the mom, and the sons would step in, like, yo, leave my mother the fuck alone, know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, yo, you wildin', know what I mean? Leave my mother the fuck alone. And this young boy was damn near bigger than the cop. And he was probably just barely in high school. and the cop was like, yo, like, what's wrong with your knuckles? He was like, yo, I didn't want to hit him. Know what I mean? So I just to show him, like, know what I mean, cool out. Yeah, like, I punched the fence. It was a wooden fence. And he broke, like, three planks out the fence. Just barehanded punches. like, yo, big boy. And the cop was like kind of sizing him up a little bit, but he kind of understood that the boy wasn't in the wrong. He was just trying to protect his mom. And I've been in that situation before. I mean, that's probably a story that shouldn't be told over media. I mean, but I have been in that situation before, and it did lead to an arrest, and my first arrest. But what he told the boy at the end, he is like, yo, you cleared those planks, man. Like, yo, go to a gym. Know what I mean? Basically, he was sizing like, yo, that's a big boy. Yeah, that shit was kind of funny, you know what I mean? And yeah, man, like, yo, those type of household situations. Those are the type of household situations that when I get off a long day of work, I don't have to come home to right now at this moment. oh, shit. Yo, god damn, yo. Like, yo, take the little things for granted. Nah, man, like, don't take the little things for granted. So, I got some shit. I mean, like, yo, for real. First off, let's take out the trash. Yeah. Let's take out the damn trash. Nah, man, and get the BS off early. Nah, man, like, yeah. Because basically, this is how I feel. Nah, man, Derek Chauvin, yeah. We're tired of hearing this guy's name, right? Nah, man. The whole purpose of this whole thing was to make sure that he was held accountable. And he was dispatched in a way that satisfied the people, that satisfied the state, if you want to say like the justice, if you want to speak in justice terms. Now, man, but there's like, it's being held because they're just, oh God. Now, see, this is what's crazy about the media is that they did an excellent job making sure that they kept an eye on this story from start to finish. Now the story is fucking finished. I mean, like, yo, stop giving this man, like, stop giving him, like, no. Take the spotlight away from him as, like, yeah. Derek Chauvin is being held in Minnesota's most secure prison unit and away from the general population. I don't care about that. You know what I want to hear about? Do you really want to know what I care? The only thing I want to hear left from him is that he mysteriously hung himself with no help in his jail cell while he was in solitary confinement. Now, that's a story. Yeah, let's get on that. Let's get on that. Or he fell on a sharpened toothbrush multiple times while he was taking a shower. Yeah, now that's news. That's the only thing I want to hear from them left. Like, yeah, let's just give them no more energy. I heard some bullshit about a, I ain't even pay no attention. I seen some bullshit is that he has a right to an appeal. Nah, man, that's just typical, like, justice system shit. Like, he has a right to an appeal. Will it get overturned? Nah, man. I don't think it's gonna be overturned. Nah, man, but if, yeah. I think they have I don't quite know how the laws work. And the law is a very tricky thing because if you're not on the front line, like a judge or a lawyer or a legislator, know what I mean? And even like a fucking judge or a lawyer, like, know what I mean? Like a legislator, like the laws change a little bit more each and every day. And that is scary, know what I mean? But I think he has a right to have a trial to apply for an appeal. Something real weird. Know what I mean? Like, he can apply for the option to get an appeal. Like, something real weird. Know what I mean? But it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be overturned. Know what I mean? So, yeah, he can just, like, he's in the way right now. He's in the way of some better, more interesting stuff and more lighthearted, foolish stuff that you know me so well to bring to you guys. Yes. Fuck. I mean, it's my show. I'm deleting this shit, kicking him out of the chair. Jay Leno, kicking him out of the seat. Johnny Carson, kicking him out of the motherfucking seat. Get out of here. Make room. Hey, scoot down. Yeah, that's what you tell them. As you tell these motherfuckers that ain't got no room, and yeah, I ain't got no room for you. I ain't got no room for you on my show. Nah, man, you gotta scoot down a couple chairs. Nah, man, like, yeah. Yo, this shit is way more motherfucking interesting is that this is CNN, and this record-breaking flare erupts from neighboring star. Now, what I'm looking for out of this article is I want to know how far away that star was. Know what I mean? And, yeah, do you know that, any third grade student knows that we're only like the third, we're like what? It's, Venus, Mercury, then Earth, or Mercury, Venus, then we're the third. So if our sun was to give off a flare that was slightly more powerful than this one, then we wouldn't even have time to see the flash. We would just immediately be just like a ball of fucking carbon floating in space. That's fucking scary. And these things happen sometimes without like warning. Like sometimes scientists may be able to tell like an earthquake, like seismic activity, but this is the fucking sun. I mean, like, yeah, like, yo, if something, yo, if a neighboring star, if a star that was like, and we all know how far away these stars are away from each other, if a star was to, like, go, like, supernova or something like that, I think that shit would incinerate us, no matter how far it was. Like, so this is very interesting to me. This type of science fascinates me. I mean, so a giant flare that is 100 times more powerful than any flare our sun has ever released has erupted from a nearby star. How nearby is it? Come on. Proxima Centauri is our sun's nearest stellar neighbor at 4 light years or 25 trillion miles away. It's a small, dim, red dwarf star with just an eighth of the sun's mass. That's smaller. And it's orbited by at least two planets, one of which may be Earth-like. Wow. The extreme flare was observed by a global team of astronomers May 1st, 2019, and it only lasted for about 7 seconds. The team used 5 telescopes. It's the largest flare ever recorded emanating from Proxima Centauri. The flare started near the star's surface and ranks as one of the most violent seen anywhere in the Milky Way galaxy. Holy smokes. Wow, the star went from normal to 14,000 times brighter when seen at ultraviolet wavelengths over the span of a few seconds. Dead! Yeah, yeah. You won't even have time to see the flash. You won't have time to say, what the fuck? You won't even have time. It's gone. Gone. Like, yeah. Done. I mean, like, yeah. Wow. The flares occur when a star experiences a shift in its magnetic field, which accelerates electrons to nearly the speed of light. See? Speed of light. That means when the shit goes crazy, I mean, it's going to hit you so fast, you won't. These speedy electrons interact with charged plasma, which comprises much of the star. This interaction leads to an eruption of varying wavelengths of energy, including radio waves and gamma rays. And when this much energy is released, the planets orbiting the star face its wrath. That is the fucking point of the whole shit. Now hurry up before this shit blows up and let's find this guy dangling from a ripped bed sheet in his fucking cell somewhere. Come on, speed it up. The clocks are ticking. Oh. Big shot. Fuck that. Shit. Yo, this is the grand scale of things. Is that after me having a rough day, just me putting the key in my door and coming in and being able to take a hot shower and sit down and do simple things, you know what I mean? That what makes me happy. What should make me happy is that one of these didn't hit my ass. One of these fucking solar flares didn't hit our ass. Ooh, I would be so mad if the shit hit me while I was at work. Or if the shit hit me while I was doing the half cast and I wasn't able to fucking save it. Oh shit. Of course we will all be a bunch of ashes, but that would be fucked up. That would be really fucked up. I mean, like, yo. Oh shit. Gets greater later, baby. Gets greater later. Salute. Okay, let's delete this. Yo, this is a fucked up story, bro. Because, yo, how can you... Yeah. This is a fucked up story. How... Oh, man, yo, like... What do these people ever do to, like, to deserve this, like, I don't know, man, like, it's just like the hatred in the world. Maybe we do need to get smacked with a solar flare, know what I mean? And, maybe whoever the fuck is left, know what I mean? They'll learn how to fucking act. Maybe they'll teach us how to act, know what I mean? Like, oh my God, there was this article. It was from like the fucking Pentagon, yo, and I didn't even post it. There's a lot of shit that I don't post because it's just too dark. I mean, and they was talking about like, yeah, well, maybe it was somewhere along the lines of maybe our enemies might think it would be easier for them if they just go ahead and push the nuclear weapon anyway. Know what I mean? And this is true, like, this was, like, a real, like, official government tweet, like, really, like, if that's how they, basically, the whole energy, they was giving the whole, basically, yo, we was giving the whole world that big dick energy. Yo, I'm gonna try to find an article and post it to my Twitter page. Know what I mean? I just thought that shit was just way too dark. I mean, like, for me to, like, this is the half cast. I don't, like, that shit was, like, yo, maybe, if all other options are absorbed, if y'all think it's that easy to knock us off, I mean, like, hey, then, the easiest way might be fucking, nuclear, like, yo, like, what? Like, no! I mean, okay, but, this is WCBS. Nassau police offer $10,000 reward to help catch suspect in acid attack on Hofstra student. And you see the girl, she's a beautiful young lady. Damn, she going to college. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, know what I mean? All because, yeah, she's South Asian. Know what I mean? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Man, like, yo, if we looked up our family tree, then, like, all of us came from somewhere, right? All of us came from somewhere. Man, like, so who cares if she's South Asian? Like, what does she do? The assault happened around 8:15 p.m. on Wednesday, March 17th on Arlington Avenue in Elmont. Authorities say a 20-year-old woman was walking on the driveway of her home when she was suddenly approached by an unknown man carrying a white colored cup containing a dark colored substance. Come on, man. Like, what? Like, why? Why? What do you get out of that, though? What do you get out of that? This is once again, every night, my Virgo mind, the gears to just like, what did she do to you? Like, what? Did, like, somebody, I don't know. Police do not know what the substance was, but the liquid caused severe burns to her face, eyes, chest, and arms. And this was a very beautiful young lady. So that is like, that's not only physically debilitating, that's mentally, and yeah, that's psychologically debilitating, knowing that there's no chance that that you're alive, okay? You're happy that you're alive, but wow. I mean, a GoFundMe page has been set up for a victim identified as 21-year-old Hofstra University student Nafia Fatima, and has raised over $313,000 for medical treatments. I mean, yeah. There is some good in this world. That's the good in the world that shouldn't get hit by the fucking solar flare. I mean, they said the shit got photos. I'm not gonna do that, nah, man. But I wish Nafia Fatima and her family and her I hope she goes on and graduates Hofstra, and the motherfucker that did that shit has to come to her for a job. And yeah, and she just straight shits on him. I mean, that's fucked up, man. Salute. Yo, I got a question for y'all. Do you think most of the people that live in my building that ride the elevator talk to me because just to be neighborly, or just because I'm a big black man with a black bandana on my face that's dressed like half a grizzly bear, that was dressed like a grizzly bear half the winter time, and they're just alone with me in a small container? I hope it's the former and not the latter. Know what I mean? Because that... dude was talking to me like, when I first moved in, it was a dude, it was a white dude. I mean, not that it makes any difference. I mean, it kind of does, but it sort of doesn't. I mean, he seen me walking up to the building, to come in, and he hurried up, and motherfucking, because you can't get in, you gotta hit a key code. I mean, it's not like you could just walk in. He wouldn't even let me in. He just opened the elevator. He just went and got on the elevator and hauled ass. It was like, yo, I'm out. Then I guess when he started seeing me more and more, he realized that I lived there. Know what I mean? And we kind of sort of saying hello. Yo, I say hello to all my neighbors. I ain't got no, what the fuck I got to do with you? I don't care. Know what I mean? What do I care? Know what I mean? I say hi to all my neighbors. Be neighborly, yeah. I mean, be neighborly, but also let your neighbors know, turn that shit the fuck down. I mean, okay. Moving on. Let's get rid of that. I mean, I hope they find who did that to that young girl, man. That shit is fucked up, man. Know what I mean? Just fucking hate crimes, man. Fucking hate crimes. God damn. Oh, yes. Yes. I think we have, crossed over into the better part of the half-caste. Yo, I gotta give you some hard news. I gotta give you some news, you know what I mean? But yo, I don't have to give you just all horror stories. And I am happy, yo. I swear, I don't want to become an alcoholic, but I'm already an alcoholic. But I don't want to fucking become an alcoholic on this podcast. But usually, I take the shot after I read the story. But no, right now, I'm about to take the shot before I read the story. Know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Because this shit is fucking Christmas. Yes. Know what I mean? And y'all think I'm filling in time? Yo, I could do fucking 2 hours on this shit. Easy. On a work night and come back and do it again. You're talking to the guy that deleted a whole episode and went and recorded another one, a better one again, straight off of just fucking memory. So, no, I'm not just filling in time. I'm fucking having a good time. Prostitution will no longer be prosecuted in Manhattan. Goddamn, I'll see you next weekend. Yeah. Before I get into this story, I want to say fuck y'all. And this is the best breakthrough I've heard in the past 5 years. This is way better than legalizing weed. See me if you want. I'm on Twitter, at Rise and Shine. RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. Because I'm a big boy. You spell my shit. Prosecution. Well, let's be adults. Shit. You know how close Manhattan is to here where I live at right now? Like, yo, and I'll catch a train. Train is fucking like maybe 5 minutes back that way. 5 minutes behind, it's right behind my building, the train, not directly. And go up, and what, a fucking round trip might be like fucking like, I don't know. I don't know what a round trip to New York is now. That shit might be like $50. Manhattan will stop prosecuting prostitution and unlicensed massages. Come on, the rub and tug. That was never supposed to be legalized anyway. You people drop the ball. There's nothing wrong with a good rub and tug. District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. announced Wednesday. The district attorney dismissed 914 past cases under its new policy, along with 5,080 cases for loitering for the purpose of prostitution, which could mean just like wandering. That shit could easily just be wandering means you're somewhere that you're not supposed to be. I mean, at a time, at a place when you're not supposed to be. But be it that it's a high, like, traffic place for prostitution, they tack that on to see if it'll fucking stick. I mean, but you can easily be like, yo, I was just fucking like, I went to go get a fucking falafel or something. Whatever. Come on. Oh, wow. They out here fucking prostituting. Immunidades necesitan más recursos. No más vigilante. What? They got this shit in Spanish. Sex. Hashtag sex work is cess work. Stop the stigma. I'm reading the fucking I'm reading the signs that they put up. Yo, they went hard. They protested for this. Stop the stigma. Yeah. Because this is way more fun than legalizing marijuana. Fuck smokers. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Okay? Over the last, I'm fucking with y'all. I swear to God, I'm fucking with y'all. Over the last decade, we've learned from those with lived experience and from our own experience on the ground criminally prosecuting prostitution does not make us safer and too often achieves the opposite result by further marginalizing vulnerable New Yorkers, Vance said in a statement. Now, we will decline to prosecute these arrests outright, providing services and supports solely on a voluntary basis. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? It's like, okay. Basically, it's like, it's under the premise of, like, it's like, the concept of legalizing it is the same concept of, like, it's just like, people gonna do it anyway, right? That's the concept. It's like, people are gonna do it anyway. And if you're locking people up for prostitution, locking up prostitutes, and you're locking up Johns. You know what a John is. You've been one before. And you're locking up Johns, but all it's doing is like, it costs money to lock people up, right? Like, it costs money to like jail people. Jail is like housing. Like, you can't do that shit for free. It's like, and then you put on your prosecutors. You put a case log on like your prosecutors, on your judge's desk. Like, you got like a stack of shit. And then it's not going to go anywhere because it's never going to fucking stop. Prostitution is as old as fucking time itself. Know what I mean? I think the only thing that will stop prostitution is a solar flare. That's it. That's it. That's the only chances you got of stopping it. Not a nuclear explosion. Not nothing, not a pandemic, not nothing, yo. Just the end of all humanity itself as we know it is the only thing that's gonna stop prostitution. So, fuck it. Legalize it. Hey, I should have been at the fucking rally with that shit on a t-shirt. Broke it down into a few words. The new policy, which is believed to be the first of its kind in New York State, is an effort to prevent unnecessary future contacts with the criminal justice system. It costs money. And empower New Yorkers to have a healthier relationship with law enforcement without fear of jail or deportation. Vance said most of the dismissed cases dated back to the 70s and 80s. Advocates have long pushed to decriminalize sex work and applauded Vance's announcement. When they've been fighting for this shit, they've been fighting for this shit longer than they've been fighting for y'all to legalize weed. Know what I mean? Maybe. That shit might run neck and neck. Yeah. Earlier this year in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation that repealed a 1976 law that prevented loitering for the purpose of prostitution. That shit went back a while. Critics said the law, referred to as the Walking While Trans Law, led to the discrimination of transgender women. So where do they? I don't know. Like, so when you start prostitution is prostitution. And, like, whatever somebody likes, whatever, it's whatever somebody likes. So, I guess, like, it should all fall under the umbrella, maybe. Wow, we just ventured. See, we just ventured into a, Damn. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, but fuck, like, if that's what you like, that's what you like. Like, yeah, man, like, yo, I guess, what you hear about, who was the DJ and I know the DJ name, but I'm not even going to say his name, that got caught like 2-3 times getting blown by a tranny. Not me in New York. Like, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. But whatever. I mean, like, yeah, well, it's a step. It's a step in the direction because, yo, this shit, what's happening is now, is that this is what I think is happening, is that we're starting to realize is that most of the shit that we're locking up for is costing us, is costing money, more money than it's really worth in the long run. And you're locking people up that can't afford to pay the fucking fines that you set on them, know what I mean, which are fucking ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous fines, you know, like, for, like, yo, like, yeah, I mean, so, I mean, like, you're locking people up again for shit that they're gonna do anyway. I mean, so it's like, you, we just need to, like, slowly and methodically revamp the legal system, like, one statute at a time. I mean, like, one statute at a time. I mean, should the penalties be stiffer? Or should the fines be imposed a little bit harder? Like, that's, and it should be done carefully and not done, like, out of just, like, biased because the judge's son was gay. Now, all of a sudden, you're fucking signing off. You're giving a fucking gay guy that has nothing to do with your gay son a fucking stupid sentence and a stupid fine. That's what the, yeah, like, it's crazy. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, yo, it's wild. It's, yeah, it's wild. It's shit like that that happens. Yo, that's the opioid. That's the whole thing with the opioid shit, too. I mean, like, yeah, is that these cops, these judges, and these legislators, all their, like, a lot of their sons and daughters are on that Oxycontin, or on that heroin, or on that fentanyl, or on that shit, and they're fucking so angry about it that they don't know what to do about it but to impose, like, severe penalties for just maybe just like, hey, he just coming through the hood to get it from me. Know what I mean? I'm not chasing him down to give it to him. You feel me? Like, know what I mean? He just know where to get it from. Know what I mean? And they be smoking people behind that shit. Like, know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's one of those type of situations. I mean, like, okay. All right. Let's delete this. That is a very interesting story. I like that story. I mean, but, yeah, moving on. I like this one too. Now, man, yeah, this is what we should be, which wouldn't be possible. But I would like to hear more stories like this. Know what I mean? I would like to hear more stories like this, which I'm pretty sure, like, we can't do it for everybody. But, like, yeah, okay. Passaic County introduces $15 million plan to pay tenants back rent. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, right? And it says, here's how to apply. Whatever. A $15 million rental relief program to thwart a waiting logjam in eviction court. Once again, you got, like, the courts are backed up behind shit, man. They like, yo, like, goddamn, like, I got a whole book. I got a whole, courts are backed up behind shit, man. Like, yo, let's clear these caseloads. Like, pay landlords overdue rent and keep tenants from ending up homeless due to COVID-19 pandemic has been announced by Passaic County officials. I mean, and shout out to Passaic County officials for looking out like that. I mean, like, yeah, because, that shit is like, come on, man. Like, yo, like, people lost their jobs for just for other people getting sick that had nothing to do with them. Like, this is a situation that was forced on us. It wasn't a situation that we created ourselves. It wasn't like a situation of someone just sitting on their ass and not going to work and just like letting their back rent pile up. It wasn't that type of situation. I don't mean to be harsh, but I think we should have acknowledged that like a while ago. We should have acknowledged that type of thinking a while ago. People like jobs shutting down. Come on, man. Jobs shutting down just out of sheer fear. Just sheer fear and panic. An expected 80 to 90% of the $14.9 million allocation will go directly to paying back rent on behalf of stressed tenants, Linderman said. The remainder will fund legal services to negotiate between landlord and tenant to provide wraparound services for stressed renters, he added. That's good. That's good, man. Like, yo, we supposed to be looking out for our people like this. Because, yo, and I said this in a couple earlier, podcasts. AJ Podcast, catch me every Sunday. we bring in the average full-time American, working American brings in, like, X amount and all that. Like, yo, where the fuck is all this money going that if we hit hard times that we can't do things like this for the people? That's what it's supposed to be for. This is what y'all taking money out of my fucking check for. Y'all better be. Y'all fucking better be. And that's a feel-good story. I like that shit. If only we could hear more of those. If only we could hear more of those. For that, I'm going to take a shot. For real. I got some shit for y'all tonight. I was tired last night. Y'all think I don't get tired. I think I'm just supposed to just do this shit every day. Nah, I'm gonna do this shit every day. I'm seeing a higher rise in my downloads. My downloads are rising quicker. I'm not famous. I really am doing this as a hobby, but it's become a sport to me now. it's not just somebody just getting on the mic. Well, it is. It's always going to be somebody. It's always going to be me just getting on and talking shit. But, like, it's become a little bit more closer to me. Like, it's more closer to me now. What the hell? I don't think I'm going to do this story. No. I'm not doing this story. No. Fuck that. No. No way. No way. I don't even know how I made that in there. So I got two stories left, both from the crazy our folks down south. It's been fun. I mean, it's been fun. I mean, but, okay, this is Daily Mail. Take it with a grain of salt, but it makes sense to me. I mean, it makes sense to me. Huntful woman accused of scamming people out of $100,000 with witchcraft. Now, follow me. Florida authorities are searching for a woman who allegedly scammed people out of $100,000 by providing spiritual witchcraft services. I mean, but when they say witchcraft, they don't. Witchcraft was meant to be substituted for brujeria. I mean, that's what it was supposed to be exchanged for. That's what the word. But since, like, they don't know, who the hell? This was Matthew Wright. What the fuck does he know? I mean, ooh, mugshots. Holy shit. Nice. And what does the fucking, it says, say, what? Se lee las cartas amarillas limpias 100% privado, and then the phone number. And they have this shit on flyers. Now, babe, but it's brujeria. So, but, anybody that know me knows that how I feel about Hispanic culture, Caribbean culture, African culture, any culture, even just African American Black culture. Now, I mean, is that these type of practices, they don't get forgotten. They get passed down. I mean, like, you can't sit here and tell me. I'm not saying that that she didn't scam the person, but I leave it on the table to the realm of possibility. Because, yo, like, I mean, and only because I know that, I know, I really, really feel in my heart that these type of practices, they don't get lost in history. These type of practices get passed down. Why? For a reason. Because in some way they fucking work. I mean, like, yeah, this shit doesn't get, if it was just superstition, if it was just maybe it is, maybe it's not, maybe it's the powerful thinking of thought. Maybe it's the power of thought. Know what I mean? Maybe it's the power of belief. Maybe if you could convince somebody to believe it, then, like, things will kind of work its way out, which in itself, like, that's a service. That's not necessarily a scam. If the shit works, doesn't matter if it's how it worked there, or doesn't matter that it worked. Okay. Florida Naples police said that they have had 10 victims come forward with claims that they were deprived large amounts of money, according to them. Hey, man, you should have negotiated from the front of the department. Authorities shared that they first learned of the woman on March 14th. Police said that the ads were found throughout Hispanic newspapers, radio ads on local Hispanic radio stations, and flyers throughout the Golden Gate and East Naples areas. You know, she was advertising. She was running the whole goddamn business. The ads were published December 2020. A sign shared by the department appears to offer services for love spells and cleanings. The woman identified by victims as being named Rosalia, which is probably not her real name, because I would not give you my real name, you bastards. I will take your real money, though. told victims that they had darkness inside them and that she needed to fix it. I mean, one man scheduled an appointment with Rosavilla. This what got me right here. This is one of the only articles that I had to read forward, that I had to read ahead. I mean, because this got me, and this swayed me to be like, maybe she's not a goddamn scammer. Maybe. Like said that she had tarot cards and told him after his reading that he needed to sleep with 3 eggs under his bed. He would need to bring them to her the next day. Now, what the article doesn't say is, did she give him the eggs or did he have the eggs like himself? I ask questions when I don't know things. The next day, the man brought the eggs to the woman. When she opened them over his head, the first contained blood, the second needles, and the third worms. If that's not some weird shit, man. That's some weird shit, right? That's some weird shit, right? The one man, oh my God. Why don't we have pictures of this shit? We don't even have pictures of the one. We got a mugshot. I'm about to get a curse put on me because I'm flirting with a goddamn blue hair. Through a police sketch. Oh shit, yo. I hope I don't have no weird dreams tonight, yo. I swear to God, y'all better not do me like that. After that, there was still darkness present in the man's life. Why? Because he didn't believe. He didn't believe. What did you think the money was gonna, did you think that I would honestly, and not make you well after this? You see what the needles mean? The needles are sharp. They're hurting you. This stands for what's hurting you in life. Gaslight, baby. Gaslight, gang. Rosalia disappeared soon after. Canceling the next appointment and not responding to any of his messages. Still doesn't mean that she's not legit. But we know what happened to people who were accused of being witches in history. They get drowned. They get burned at the stake. They get horrible things done to them. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, but I'm not dumping it out either. Victims have described the woman as being possibly Hispanic or Eastern European. Spanish would unknown the woman is being, but I'm not going to give, you know what? You find them when you find them. I'm not giving you description. We don't snitch over here, baby. You gave that woman your goddamn money. And you ain't know no goddamn better. Now you mad? That money ain't, that woman ain't hit nobody over the head and take not one red cent from nobody. Y'all handed that shit over to her. Shout out to Rosalia, wherever the hell you are, spending that paper. Okay. Delete this. How long have I been running? 58 minutes. Yeah, that feel about right. Last story. Also Florida. Yes. This one, I promise you, is crazy. This shit might be crazier than Rosalia. What the hell? Florida nurse performs butt injection on courtroom Zoom, right? A Florida nurse, oh, I would love to see that Zoom. I wanted to see it. Goddamn. Maybe they got it. Hold up. I did not read ahead for this one. A Florida nurse on Wednesday performed a butt injection on a patient while waiting for a virtual court hearing to start. Oh, shit. Miami Herald reporter David O'Valley earlier Wednesday tweeted a picture of a man. What? Hold up. Tweeted a picture of a man getting a butt injection from a female nurse during a Zoom court hearing. She like, nigga, I still gotta work. Miami Zoom court. We've reached peak 305. Someone appears to be getting a butt injection while appearing in a virtual hearing. Ovalle wrote in his post referring to Miami zip code. Jesus Christ. No, I don't want to see the picture. Oh, there's a picture. Oh. Hold up. I gotta save it? Or? Yeah. Yo, I'm about to post this shit to my Twitter page right now. Like, yo, she was on a Zoom page. Yo, this shit wild. Yo, she was on a whole Zoom with the fucking needle in the yo. Holy smokes. Yo, wildin', like, yo, you got the fucking, like, the police officer, and the, oh, shit, like, you had everybody on the, it's my understanding that the defendant was actually the nurse or whoever was giving the injection, which actually makes it a gazillion times. Ovalle sent an email to the Hill. The Hill reached out to the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office for information about the presumed defendant in her case. The case of the state of Florida of Erica Aguero. Okay. I think that's good for a first try. Criminal court case number. I'm not saying that. I mean, like, damn. Charged with third-degree grand theft. The case was on the court calendar via Zoom for a status hearing. It seems that during the waiting period prior to being brought before the judge, it was taking too fucking long. I gotta make my fucking money, judge. Gotta make yours. You about to hit me with some fines. This motherfucker about to get these butt shots. And he about to pay half my fucking fines right there in one shot. Hey. Hey, man. Sometimes you gotta think like a gator. Which appears to have been inadvertently broadcast. Damn. Yo, what? The shit was on? She didn't know? It appears everyone involved in the Zoom court call was surprised. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office didn't provide any more information on the defendant. How much information could you provide? Yo, I would be fucking speechless. I would just be like, yo, no comment. Yo, no comment. Then I would have did a LeBron and picked up my bag and walked out the goddamn press conference. Like, yo. She was really giving homeboy fucking like, yo. Holy shit, yo. Like, bruh. Yeah, I gotta step off. Yeah, I gotta walk. Yo, that was the walk off right there. That was the walk off home run. That was the walk off home run. Now for the celebration for the win. I'm gonna take one last shot before I wrap this up. I might have to do a little editing. I need a new mic. I can get a new mic. I don't need a new mic. I got a brand new mic. I need a new set of headphones. I think that's what I need. I mean, either that or I'm just not using the mix board right. But I'm just not using the software. I'm fucking up somewhere. I mean, but so far I think sound quality has been on point. That being said, I'm gonna take my last shot. You'll never find. God damn. That shit, wow. She like, fuck that. I gotta make my mind. I'm at work. Like, yo, y'all holding me up. And if you ever been to court before, they'll give you a 9 o'clock court date and you won't motherfucking get, they won't call your name. They'll call your name. They'll call your name, but you won't end up seeing a fucking judge for a 9 o'clock court date until like fucking after lunch. And they take like an hour lunch. That shit be mad disrespectful. So like, hey, man, shorty, get your fucking paper. Whatever you up for, you may have to pay some fucking fines. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yes, that being said, this has been the AJ Halfcast. If you fuck with the show, drop me a line. I'm on Twitter. At Rise and Shine, RYEZNSHYNE, Rise and Shine. Or I don't really be on Instagram like that, because it has turned into like a cesspool of like, it's turned into like the new back page. It's just turned into like, you know what? It should just be like it's like America's Next Top Model. I don't know. But just like, I don't know, slimier. Yeah, for real. That's all it's turned to. I don't know if it's my page or if that's just how it's become. Like, it's only good for verses. Yeah, it's only good for the verses now. Shit. But, Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05, or you can just, see me on, hit me on Facebook. Fuck that, Avery Johnson. It's been fun. Fucking chill. I will be back with some more fuckery tomorrow. Y'all be safe out here. Don't get caught on camera getting butt shots, sir. Cause that was a dude. She was giving butt injections too. Yo, sir, make sure the camera's off before you get your Dr. Miami shots. Yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I love you guys. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.